What's up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Theron's Thoughts. My name's Theron Shetty. These are my thoughts. Hope you guys are doing well. I don't know where you're watching this, possibly at home, in a car, on a rooftop scaffolding, and you're just turning to me as your last glimpse of hope. Well, you picked the wrong place because you're not going to find any hope here, fortunately. But you will find some truth. Hard truth. No, this is way too serious. Hope you guys are having a good weekend. I went out last night. I did not vlog. I was booked at this club called Flappers Comedy Club. It's a place in Burbank. I've talked about it before. It's not easy to get spots there. I just happen to know the booker through a friend of mine. Whenever I'm in town, sometimes they throw me like these 5-minute spots in like their small room. It's nothing major. Nothing major at all. In fact, the comics were pretty amateurish on the show. And then I went to this other club called the Comedy Chateau, which opened up. Never even been there. And it's like open mic city. Just like everybody was... So many people there. And I guess my friend who was doing a guest spot there, he was like, yeah, they just do bringer shows, which means you can perform there, but you gotta bring your friends. It was packed. And then I went to the HaHa, and you know what I realized? You know how I'm always like trashing, you know, comedy scene in Florida. I'm like, oh, LA's people are hustlers. There are hustlers. There are good comics everywhere. But I'm realizing comedy has changed before my eyes of just this influx of amateurs and just people taking the stage. And I thought about this, and I think podcasting has ruined comedy. This is my theory. And just go with me for a second. Because, you know, when I started 24, 5 years ago, you really had to have an interest in comedy to do this. Like, that had to come from some... You know, messed up childhood, or maybe you watched too many, you know, Johnny Carson comedian specials, whatever you're watching at night. But somewhere along the line, like the amount of comedians, it's definitely doubled, maybe even tripled. Because I go to these clubs and there's so many comics now, these open mics, and even like social media has opened up another gate of just people. Like, people who aren't comedy fans, and I'm not trying to be an elitist here, but I see people perform everywhere, not just Florida, here too. It's like people just want to hear themselves talk on stage. Like, nobody's even telling jokes anymore on stage, and audiences don't know. Most of them have probably never even been inside a comedy club. And I'm watching all of this at all these different clubs, and I'm like, what is going on here? Just, what am I watching? It's mind-boggling. I literally drove back home last night, and I was like, man, should I leave? Should I stop doing stand-up comedy? Because what am I doing? Like, scraping to the middle? I have, like, one thing moving in another area of showbiz. And I was like, well, I can be a star in that capacity. Why am I trying to fight? Why am I trying to fight this bullshit? The reason why I'm so passionate about it is because... Like, stand-up comedy is something I've really dedicated a lot of my life to. I write every day. I try to perform open mics during the week. I try to get book shows. I don't get paid a lot of money. Sometimes I perform for free. Most of my shows are for free, especially in Florida. There was a time when I was getting paid good money to travel around the country, you know, doing these bullshit Indian venues. Those days are not there anymore. And so when I perform... when I do get paid, it's like, you know, maybe a couple hundred, if that. And then, you know, guest spots are like $20, $30 to cover gas, if that. So it's not for the money. Oh, and then I write for other comedians, you know, and they pay me pretty decently. But other than that, I was like, what the fuck is this? I literally had this moment in my car. I was like, am I delusional? Like what's wrong with me? I'm spending so much time... You know, trying to be this great comedian because I love it. Unfortunately, I love it. Like, And I was talking to a friend of mine, and I was like, how many times do you write a week? And he's like, twice a week. I'm like, twice a week? How do you do that? I mean, I have to write every day. Like, how many jokes I have stockpiled every week that I have to try out? Because that's the only way I know how to get better as a comedian. But then I'm like, it doesn't even matter. Nobody even cares how good you are. Like, if you have a podcast, or if you've got a look, or maybe you're a diverse trans person doing comedy. I don't know. I'm just like throwing out stuff. But I'm just like, it doesn't even matter the art form anymore. And it's like an assault on a craft that I love. And I wonder if it's the podcasting. Because podcasting, people see Joe Rogan. They see their favorite podcasters talking about, you know, topics. And they're like, hey, I can do this. And they do comedy. And guess what? They can. Their podcast gets huge. And then they can sell out comedy clubs. And, you know, they bump guys like me who don't have podcasts or who don't have huge social media following. So I was just like, last night I was just really, wasn't down, but I was just shocked. I was shocked at what I was seeing. And, you know, part of it's maybe my fault. Maybe I haven't kept up with the times of doing the necessary things to be at the top of my game. But I always thought, you know, if you're a good comic, you just automatically rise. But look, the great thing about writing, though, is you have to write to do it. So my competition in the writing field is a lot smaller sometimes because, you know, comics, a lot of them don't have discipline. They know how to, like, you know, make a TikTok or or make a podcast about nothing. But to sit down and write pen to paper, that takes discipline. So I have that edge. But I love comedy, unfortunately. I love the art form of self-discovery, of getting better, trying to just improve yourself. And just, you know, it's a race against yourself. Unfortunately, it's a diluted art form right now. And I have no idea how people are even starting. I don't know how people even survive. I was like, if this is a time to quit, it's now. Unfortunately, it's such an integral part of my wiring, the way I think, the way I live my life. But this podcasting thing, it's got to break. This bubble has got to burst at some point, and maybe all these comics will go away. But I don't think so. I think comedy just feeds so much of the ego, especially if you're making money doing it. Why stop? Like, it's never, I don't see it changing anytime soon. So maybe the writing's on the wall for me. I'm not really sure. But that was my thought process last night. And I'm driving to San Diego tomorrow. I'm driving 3 hours to do an unpaid spot at a club because I'm trying to break in there. And they were like, oh, if you want to headline, do a guest spot and do well. I was like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? Why? Because I'm an insane comedian. It's insanity.